Tourism from China to the United States has been surging in recent years. Nearly 2 million Chinese visited the U.S. in 2013, with projections for more than 4 million making the U.S. their destination by 2018. Catherine Prather is interim president of the National Tour Association. She tells VOA's Victor Beatty the NTA now coordinates 166 tour companies who cater to Chinese tourist market.
Our program opened in 2008. We've actually had $6.2 billion in exports based on the expenditures of these Chinese visitors to the United States.
California seems to be the number one destination, holding its particular allure due to its proximity to China, theme parks, and sunny weather. Nearly half of all Chinese tourists make a stop in California. That's obviously good news for the Golden State.
With the Chinese being a relatively young market in terms of group leisure travel, they're going to come to the gateways, or meaning cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Las Vegas, first, when they're coming to the United States for the first time. And in fact, I want to say that the U.S. is year after year a dream destination for Chinese visitors. But once they come to the U.S. the first time, when they come back a second and third time, they're wanting to explore the Midwest, maybe some smaller destinations where they can experience more of Americana, the scenery, our energetic culture. That's why they love the U.S., and definitely California is one of the winners in that when they first come to the U.S.
Many of these tourists come back for a second time.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, once again, because it is a dream destination, and that's part of the allure, because when they come to the U.S. and have an amazing experience and see and do so much, and, you know, have incredible shopping experiences and see our beautiful national parks, when they go back and they're sharing these stories, they're becoming ambassadors for our country as well, which is wonderful. And then their friends and family want to come back as well. So that's a great story, and we love that.
You referenced a couple of times the phrase dream destination. Is that what the Chinese tourists are telling your organization?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, when NTA, we used to have an office in Shanghai. And when we had that office, there were several awards that were given about the U.S. being a dream destination. And these were awards given by trade publications as well as other media outlets in China, where the travelers were saying this is the number one place that we want to visit.
During their travels, the Chinese tourists each spend an average of $5,400. That's more than 20% more than the average overseas tourist in the United States. That's good for the U.S. economy.
Well, they definitely are going to save their money when they come to the U.S. There are things here that are either actually much less expensive, you wouldn't think, but they're going to be able to buy those luxury goods at a cheaper price here in the United States than they can in their home country, or they may not even have access to these items. So that they definitely are coming here to shop. In fact, there are sometimes nonstop flights to shopping venues so that they can do their shopping and then return home. And that's also bragging rights. They love to be able to show what they purchased here in the U.S.
Well, as China becomes more wealthy, I would imagine we're going to see more Chinese tourists.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, is that the United States now has Brand USA, which is an organization that promotes our beautiful destination to international visitors. And that's something that is really important so that the Chinese travelers and citizens can learn more about not just the gateways in our larger cities, but they can also learn about the incredible diversity that our country has to offer.
Catherine Prather, interim president of the National Tour Association. She was speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty.